You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Wayne Washington, who helps CEOs eliminate disengaged employees, hidden cost, and unnecessary complexity by ensuring your strategy, culture, and operations are aligned to deliver sustained results. Mr. Washington is the founder and CEO of a 20-year-old facility management company and continues to work with the best and the brightest in the operational excellence field. Mr. Washington, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, it is great to be here, and I'm looking forward to our discussion.
And I am as well, and thanks for your time. So for starters, what is the business value formula?
Yeah, I think the best way to explain the business value formula is let's first talk about what business value is. And business value is taking what you have and making it worth more. So if that's what your audience is looking for as a CEO, that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. But why should you care? If you're not satisfied with your business results, listen more, and I think I have some ways to help you. So the best way to explain the business value formula is by using an analogy. I love to cook, and when I cook in one of two ways. I either cook by improvising and use whatever ingredients I have on hand, or I cook to impress. By impressing, I first find that perfect recipe, then make sure I get the ingredients that are needed to wow all of my guests. So why does that matter? If I'm just improvising when I cook, I'm just eating and just making sure it tastes good. But if I'm trying to impress, I'm trying to build on a solid reputation as a good cook that my friends refer to me as. So just as we use the cooking analogy in a cooking analogy, I try to apply that same thing to business. And in any business, instead of using ingredients, we focus on our resources. And there are four resources at our disposal. The first is our manpower, our in-house labor, our subcontracted labor, or any outsourcing services. Or we have materials, you know, things in our supply chain, contracts, services. The third resource is money, our cash flow, our receivables, our payables. And the last resource we have at our disposal is management. These are the leaders, the managers, the workers. You see, in business, as a CEO, our goal is to deliver sustainable, repeatable results. And I define sustainable, repeatable results as year after year growth financed by consistently growing profits. All right. I think to set the stage for what I'm talking about when I talk about the business value formula, I try to ask CEOs the question, is your profit margin consistently increasing each year? If it's not, why? Because the business value formula simply states the business results you achieve are based on two things, the business recipes you utilize and the resources you apply to those recipes. What do I mean by that? You see, in business, we have assets. These are our buildings, our equipment, and our people. And we also have resources, which I just mentioned before, your manpower, your materials, your money, and your management. The question is, how are you using your resources to maximize the value of your assets? Whether we know it or not, we all have a standard way of using our assets to deliver value to the marketplace. Let me say that again. We all have a standard way we are currently using our assets to deliver value to the marketplace. And that is nothing more than your recipes. What you're doing today is a recipe, whether you know it or not. So in business, just as in cooking, we can improvise, which specifically means we use our current resources and manipulate our manpower, our materials, money, or management, hoping to get different results. Or as the business value formula says, we can control our outcomes by using the right recipes, which is basically our strategy recipe, our culture recipe, or our operating recipe. And then we fold in only those resources called for in those recipes. However, when we improvise in business, our results are not repeatable. They're consistently inconsistent. We are also unable to consistently achieve our pre-established expectations. However, when we do a make it so by fixing the recipes first, we outline our strategy, our culture, and our operating model. And then, as I said before, we fold in the strategy, we fold in the recipes to meet those recipes. With that result, we have year after year scalable growth. And that's what the business value formula is.
Well explained, and I also like the analogy that you used as well, most helpful. Now, how can the business value formula explain why companies are not consistently achieving the business results that they look for?
Well, let's just first give you a few examples of underperforming. You have a less profitable year than you expected. You have a smaller market share than anticipated. Competitors are consistently beating you to the punch. Or you have uncontrollable costs. So as companies experience these underperforming activities I just described, they typically want to change things to improve their business results. And typically, they focus on changing one or more of their existing resources. They either, in combination or individually, they look at their manpower. They either add staff or reduce staff. They look at their materials. They modify their supply chain, seeking better materials or cheaper costs. Or they borrow money from the banks or have that perpetual internal cost-saving initiatives. Or finally, they shake up management, hire consultants, or use that latest buzzword training programs in hopes of turning things around. A great majority of companies fail to realize or even take into account, as I said before, they already have a standard way of operating. There are recipes that's currently in place within their companies. Every day, people in companies are executing their roles in some existing framework. That framework exists, whether it's formally planned or informally created over time. Companies rarely look at their recipes, which is their current strategy, their culture, and the operating model, as a source of improving results, because they are not perceived as tangible like resources are. You see, strategy, culture, and operations are usually strategies are considered for senior management eyes only. Culture is usually considered HR touchy-feely stuff. And operations is really an afterthought. It's usually considered not the meat and potatoes of the business. So very few companies consider or look at the recipes they're using to improve their results. They go directly to the resources and focus only on the resources. All right, so to use my cooking analogy again, companies are improvising and manipulating the resources as an answer to achieving better results. Instead of first using the right recipes and then including the resources of manpower, material, money, and management, called by those recipes to deliver sustainable results. That's why it's not working for them today.
Good stuff there, Mr. Washington. Thanks for that. Now, I do understand the resources in the business value formula. What is included in the recipes? Get into that a little further, if you would.
Okay. All right. Just as in cooking, in business, there are several recipes one can choose from. You know, you like to have your strategy recipe. You have your culture recipe. You have your operating models, you have sales and marketing recipes, and you have financial controls. Now, there are ones we can talk about, but I'm only going to focus on the three fundamental business recipes that are required for long-term success. the first recipe I want to talk about is your strategy. That's your strategy recipe. You know, this is the marketplace you choose to compete in, number one. How you define a win, how you know you're winning, number two. And number three, how do you maximize long-term value? Now, why is all that important from a strategy standpoint? If we are not maximizing business value, we've got to ask ourselves, do we have the right strategy? So making sure we have the right strategy is part of our goal as a CEO, is to maximize that long-term value. And you have to have the right strategy to get you there. So getting the right strategy is the first recipe. The second recipe I try to focus on is culture. Now, this is can be conceived as a fluff type of thing or a touchy-feely type of thing, but the way I define culture, and it's worked for me over the years, is culture is to collect the collective beliefs and behaviors your employees demonstrate at work each and every day. In other words, how your people show up and interact and behave, that's your culture. That's a culture the public sees. That's a culture they identify with. So if a company wants to achieve its vision, and that vision is not consistent with the values of the employees who are operating in your company, you're swimming upstream because you're fighting against the values that they have established, which are not consistent with your vision. And finally, that third recipe is operations and your operational model, your operational recipe. This is the who, the what, the how, and when associated with how a company executes its strategy. You see, if we can't execute our strategy effectively and efficiently, man, we are leaving big money on the table. So from a kind of bringing this all together from a recipe standpoint, our culture defines who we are. You know, we got to realize we are all in this together. Either we are in it together or we're not. When people are not in it together with the rest, with their culture, things don't run smoothly. Our strategy defines where we are going. But I think the bigger question when we think about our strategy, why is it important to get there? And our operating model defines how we're going to get there. And our question is, are we going to be proactive or are we going to be reactive? That's what's included in the recipes, Eric.
Awesome stuff today. We're joined by Mr. Wayne Washington, the founder and CEO of a 20-year-old facility management company, and continues to work with the best and the brightest in the operational excellence field here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Washington, if the recipes are the critical variable in the business value formula, how does one make sure they get the recipes right?
Okay. Now, if a company wants to know they have the right recipes in place, which I'm talking about is your strategy, your culture, and your operating model, they need to be aligned and synchronized. Now, let me just step aside for a second, because I'm a firm believer in this business guru. Everybody's heard of a business guru called Peter Drucker. And Peter Drucker's philosophy is, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. So alignment and synchronization of your culture, strategy, and operating model, they're difficult to measure. It's how do you put your arms around them? I have found it's much easier to identify those things that are negatively impacting your business value and then eliminating them by what I call business value drains. By eliminating business value drains, they're measurable. So therefore, if they're measurable, you can manage them. So a company knows when their strategy, culture, and operating model are in alignment when they have eliminated the following business value drains. Hidden costs. This is money that catches you by surprise every month, either from a budget standpoint, a surprise standpoint, someone leaving the company standpoint, training company standpoint, hidden costs that you didn't plan for when you put together your cost projections. The second business value drain is disengaged employees. These are employees that come to work every day, but they're sitting there. You might get 30, 40% productive time out of those employees during the day. The rest of that money is money you're losing. And the last value drain I call business value drain is unnecessary complexity. You have layers of management. You have duplication. You have roadblocks. All these things are built into your system that makes it difficult for employees to do their job effectively. So And I also, when I talk about these value drains, Eric, these are with the hidden costs, the disengaged employees, and unnecessary complexity, I call them stealth value drains, like the stealth airplane, the stealth fighter. And why I call them stealth value drains, because they largely go unnoticed by senior management. You see, most companies go with the philosophy, if I can't put a number on it, I'm not going to worry about it. However, I mean, they look at that as basically just a cost of doing business. But these same companies feel the impact of these stealth value drains because these stealth value drains are constantly counterpunching every move that management makes. Some of the ways you see stealth value drains operating or hitting or operating at most companies, you're losing your best and brightest people. They get fed up with the stuff that's happening at the company. You're missing projections. You thought X was going to happen. It came out less than X. You don't know why. Or there's duplication and overlapping responsibilities. All these types of things happen daily in most companies. At the end of the day, management is that when they fall short of their projections, they usually have no clue why they fell short of the projections that they have. So companies are continuing to shuffle resources, which is the manpower, material, money, and management, and those same resources are being consumed by these stealth value drains instead of positively impacting your bottom line. So the term value drains is what I use because it's exactly what it does. It drains value from your business. These disengaged employees, these hidden costs, and this unnecessary complexity are robbing companies blind every day, and they don't even know it. Companies continue to leave significant money on the table. They will leave significant money on the table until they eliminate those stealth value drains. And that's as succinctly as I could put it, Eric.
Well explained, Mr. Washington, and also most helpful as well. In conclusion, if we get the recipes right, what's the payoff?
You know, that's the typical question that companies ask me. What's in it for me? I do all this stuff. What's in it for me? But what I try to do then is try to get them to imagine your employees, all your employees excited about coming to work every day. I try to get them to imagine future growth financed by consistently higher profitability. And the big one I try to get them to imagine is operational excellence embedded into your company DNA. Everyone in your company knows what they're doing, why they're doing it, and they're all growing in the same direction. I try to get companies to visualize they're consistently beating their competitors by executing their strategy faster, better, and more cost effectively. And finally, I think the payoff there, and this is the one that I find is the most valuable, is they begin to finally maximize the return in their investment in your people. They now have focused owners. They maximize return in their equipment. Their equipment lives its useful life. In other words, it maximizes its useful life cycle. And they maximize its return on a strategy. On this capital. And by that I mean they know where they're going to put their money in a clearly defined executable strategy. So when all that is operating, as I just explained about the business value formula, a company can now truly experience living their company's vision. So as a conclusion here, just to wrap up this last question for you, Eric, a company strategy, culture, and operations are aligned and synchronized when you have exposed and eliminated hidden costs, you enjoy employees with owner-like focus, and you positively and proactively embrace marketplace turbulence. And we know there's always going to be marketplace turbulence. How do we react to it? Do we act to it proactively, or do we let the marketplace drive and dictate what we're doing or being reactive? So the result of all this is simple. Sustainable, scalable business is yours simply by first focusing on your recipes and then folding in your resources. And the typical outcome, Eric, is sustainable results that are scalable as your business grows, your processes and systems grow with you. And that's what's in it for them. And the people I've worked with, Eric, have found it rewarding. They found it exciting, and it works. I guess that's the only way I've done it for the last 20 years, and it's been exciting to work with people in this area.
I was going to say, you've been in business for over 20 years, and you've got to be doing something right, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today. Where can listeners connect with you and get further information?
Okay. The name of the website is growcompanyprofits.com. That's www.growcompanyprofits.com. And as I was thinking about it, Eric, as I know when I was going to talk to you, I want to make sure people are aware of something on a website where I try to get people to make sure they stop and take a look at how they use their existing resources, their manpower, their money, their management, and their materials. And in the website, you'll see something that says, I'm offering what I call a free 1/2 hour alignment consultation. And what I try to do in there is I look at how you're using your existing resources and how you're using them in relationship to your strategy, your culture, and your operating model. Now, I say that I offer a free 1/2 hour alignment consultation, but there's a caveat. I mean, I don't want to waste their time, and I don't want them to waste my time. And what I have found over the years, the only way to be successful in making this change is the CEO and his entire senior management team have to be willing to adopt and embrace a collaboration and inclusion mindset. If a CEO and his team are not willing to walk the walk, it will not work. And so I try to tell people up front, if you're not willing to change your mindset and look at including your employees and having a collaborative approach to getting things done, don't waste my time and I won't waste your time because I can help you. So come, find out what I'm talking about when I'm talking about strategy. Come, find out what I'm talking about when I'm talking about culture. Come, find out what I'm talking about when I talk about an operating model, how all that goes together and help you eliminate your hidden costs, eliminate your disengaged employees, and eliminate unnecessary complexity. All that you'll see in the website. And again, that's at www.growcompanyprofits.com.
Mr. Washington, we can't thank you enough for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you continued success and all the best.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me today, and I just love sharing with you. Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Mr. Wayne Washington, the founder and CEO of a 20-year-old facility management company, and continues to work with the best and the brightest in the operational excellence field. And for more information, simply visit growcompanyprofits.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. With a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks, you can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.